It's been another interesting week for prices across the country. And Kim, where are we with the ag commodity prices right now?
They're going down. You look at wheat, that price, and looking at harvest prices, I think that's the most important one to talk about. In mid-February, it was $4.77. This last week is $4.21. That's down 56 cents. You look at corn, again out to harvest delivery, $3.75 in mid-January. It's down to $3.47. That's a 28 cent decline. Soybeans again start at mid-January. You could forward contract for $8.75. It's down to $7.97 this week. That's down 78 cents. And cotton, just looking at that harvest contract for cotton in mid-January of 71 cents. It's down to 61 cents now, a 10 cent decline. Now the basis on every one of those were steady. All that decline was in the markets.
So usually whenever we hear prices moving in that direction, it's because there's usually more supply than what we need. How much of this is contributed because of that, but then also the news about the coronavirus?
Well, the coronavirus is definitely having a negative impact on the market, but we don't know how much. You look at wheat, last year's production, 1.92 billion bushels, projected to be 1.84. The ending stocks for wheat, 965 a million bushels, down to 777. So you think you'd have higher prices. But if you look at the world production is projected to be 28.3 billion bushels, up from a record 28.1 this year. So higher world supply. I think we know that our wheat price is determined in the United States. Corn, on the other hand, is 13.7 billion last year's harvest, projected to be 15.5 next year. You're looking at corn ending stocks, 1.9 billion bushels, up to 2.6 billion bushels. Significantly more corn, and you'd expect lower prices there. Soybeans, it's a different story. Production, 3.6 billion this year, 4.2 next year. Higher production, but with the China, if we can get that beans moving into China, they're looking at ending stocks going from 430 million bushels down to 320. So you'd expect higher prices and probably a bigger impact, because there's a lot more uncertainty there on soybeans on getting them into China. With cotton, production down both the United States and the world, 20.1 million bales this year, down to 19.5. lower ending stocks, 5.4 million bales, down to 5.3. so it's a mixed bag there, and I think you got both the market and corona impacting these prices.
When it comes down to it, prices haven't been overly great for a long time. Some producers may not be too enthusiastic about those prices. What advice do you have for Oklahoma producers when it comes to preparing for the future?
Well, we'll see what happens with the coronavirus, but the world is developing. You got the former Soviet Union countries, you got South American countries, you've got Eastern European countries. Their economies have been improving. Their technology has been increasing. It increases the risk, not just the risk, but the competition for our products. I would say that's going to continue probably for at least the next 5 years. And then I think on these commodities, probably consumption will catch up with and maybe surpass production, and we'll get improved prices. But I'd say for the next 4 or 5 years, given good weather, that our prices are going to probably stay in these relatively low ranges.
Okay, thank you very much. Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.